What do you think of the Prince of Wales, huh?
Good grief. Where did you get that horse blanket?
Horse blanket? Hey, this suit's imported, see?
From what Indian reservation?
Oh, gee, honey, don't you like it?
Say, J.P. Morgan couldn't write bigger checks than there are in that suit. No fooling. If you and a steam calliope came down the street at the same time, you couldn't hear the calliope.
Oh, do you think it's too loud?
Loud? I'm surprised you don't break windows with it.
Well, look, it's swell material. It'll wear forever.
Imagine a guy mean enough to make a suit like that in the first place. But just imagine him being so ornery that he makes it so it'll wear forever.
Oh, you just know styles, that's all. This is what they're going to wear this season.
What minstrel show? Listen, big boy, if you ever hang that suit up anyplace, you're going to find some fan doing crossword puzzles all over it.
Now, get a load of this, baby. When you walk down the street with me in this
when
suit...
When I walk down the street with you in that suit, it'll be the day they lose on leap year. I wouldn't go down a coal chute with you in that circus poster. If you ever send that thing to the tailors, he'll send it back with pleats in it.
Now, listen, I like this suit. It's got distinction. Tain't often you see one like it.
That ain't no lie. Val, is that a real diamond stick pin?
Well, if it ain't, I got gypped out of $2.
Oh, Val, you look like a pool hall financier. If that isn't the worst looking rig I've ever seen, I'll tease a cigar store Indian till it cries.
Oh, hooey, there you go, always criticizing. I thought you'd like these duds. Well, gee, you took all the fun out of heaven. Wish I had my old ones back.
So do I. You at least look like a man and not a cartoon in wild oats for a nightmare. And Val, are those spats?
What'd you think it were, overshoes?
Well, if you don't look like a cheap gambler, I never saw one. You look like the guy that used to come to the little town where I was born every year to sell patent medicine.
Now, what was the town?
Brushburg, Illinois.
No, that wasn't me. That was my brother. I did Missouri.
Honest, Val, can't you take that cloth checkerboard back? Tell him your wife is a checker fiend, and every time you make a move in that suit, she jumps you and crowns you.
Oh, listen, honey, don't make me take it back. It fits swell, look.
If it fits you any better, they'd arrest you. Oh, you in that suit driving a purple car wearing that yellow necktie.
What's the matter with a necktie? That's what I want to know.
Well, in the first place, it ain't yellow, it's yaller. In the second place, the size of the knot makes one wonder whether you're going to be hanged or just on a leash.
Oh.
And in the last place, it looks like the canary's bath towel. You aren't a riot of colors, you're a whole bloomin' revolution. If I had taste like yours, I'd bottle it for catsup.
All right. All right. Gee, you sure look swell in that dress. No fooling. You look like a little blue angel that just flew down from heaven. That's the prettiest blue I ever saw, except the blue in your eyes. Honey, I'm sorry my clothes make you ashamed of me.
Val, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm proud of you, see? I'm proud of you because of the way you made big time. And I'm proud you're my husband because I know you've never flipped a pal in your life and... Because you're the best trooper in the world.
Oh,
just because you buy a terrible suit that looks like a sunset that ran over, you think I'm ashamed of you? Why, you're crazy, see? Crazy. I'd be proud of you if you walked around in a kimono, see? You poor fish, ashamed of you. Say you walking barber pole. I'm so proud of you that I could kiss you if I wasn't afraid of getting lipstick on that bilious yellow tie.
Come on. Never mind the tie, but listen, be careful you don't cut yourself on this diamond stick pin.
Say, you, did you buy another scarf while you were out collecting horse blankets and college pennants and things?
Ah, forget it. I don't need a scarf anymore, and Venus needs a petticoat. I'm through wearing them things.
Yeah?
And I put my foot down this time, see?
Oh, you have
yeah.
you? Well, pick it up again before somebody sue you for trespassing. Anyway, one heel shouldn't step on another. But get this, Beau Brummel, you're going to wear a scarf if I have to rivet it on with a dog collar, see? When you have one of your sore throats, trying to get a good word out of you is like trying to get chewing gum out of a wildcat's whiskers. I'm the guy that's got to take care of you. All you got to do is be sick. And every time you get in a draft, you catch cold.
Yeah, go to war. Now listen, kid, I never catch cold, see? I've got a constitution that is a constitution.
Well, somebody ought to amend it, because it's weak in some places. And one of those places is your head, and the other is your throat.
Listen, I come from a strong family. I get my physique from my father, my eyes from my mother, and
your voice from the horn on the family automobile.
Oh, the way you talk, you think I ought to go to Arizona for my health or something.
And to hear you talk, I think you'd better go back to school for your intelligence.
Oh, baby, I ain't had a cold for so long the moths are in my handkerchief.
There you are.
I know, I came here, didn't I?
You sneezed.
Sneezed? You're crazy. That was a laugh.
Yeah, it'll be a laugh, all right, when you're in bed for about a week and we get thrown out of the show. You know what you're going to do
now
when
listen.
We...
listen. I got a cold from staying in a draft. Your talking only puts me in another one. I ain't got no... I got no cold anyway.
I suppose that was a yodel you let out of you just now.
Hey, do you suppose it was?
Listen, honey, be serious and cut out all this back and forth stuff. If you get one of those awful colds of yours, it'll put you on your back quicker than Strangler Lewis. Gee, and the contract says that if either of us is sick more than 2 consecutive days, the contract is canceled.
Yeah.
And if that contract is canceled, we're in a spot. Well, we got that car to pay for, and what there is left of it, and my clothes, and those disguises of yours, and the apartment. Gee, we'd be worse off than if we didn't make big time at all. Can't you see that?
Hey, will you stop this calamity, Howland? I ain't sick, am I? No.
But you sneezed, didn't you? Yes.
Ah, don't worry, Blue Eyes. Gee, I'm so healthy, I feel as if I was vaccinated with turpentine.
Uh-huh. And when that sore throat gets into action, you're going to feel as if you were vaccinated with molasses.
No fooling, kid. When you talk too much about things, they really happen. Lay off, will you?
Oh, no, that ain't true, because if it was, you'd be the only guy on Broadway. There you are, another sneeze.
That wasn't a sneeze, I was just kidding you.
Well, see if you can kid yourself out of this cold that's coming.
Ain't got no cold coming, you fathead.
Well, you got a black eye coming if you start talking to me that way. Honest, Val, take care of yourself, and wear your scarf, and don't stand in the drafty old wings after our act, and don't forget to wear your overcoat, and don't get your feet wet, and don't get too near anybody that's got a cold.
Hey, it's all right if I breathe in it.
Oh, don't be silly.
I knew you'd get around to that. Being silly was the only thing you left. Now that's gone. Life is like that. Just one don't after a do. Hey, you wipe that don't sell the old homestead look off your face and smile.
All right.
That ain't no smile, that's a grin. Yeah, that's right. No fooling. You in your Alice blue gown with that smile and swell yellow shine in your hair makes me want to pick you up and put you on my lap and tell you all the nice things your eyes make me think of.
What's the matter? Why don't you? Are you afraid of my husband?
Oh, that big bum? I should say not.
Are you calling my own dear husband a bum?
Yeah. And how are he like that? Ever got a dame like you? The wonder to me.
I won't stand for you talking about my cute, funny little husband that way.
Yeah? What are you going to do about it?
Smack you on the mouth. Mm. Take that.
You hellcat. Strike me again and I'll smack you back.
That ought to hold you.
Your husband shall hear of this.
Oh, please, please, don't tell him. He'll kill me.
My proud beauty. Now I have you in my power.
Say, how long do you intend to keep this nonsense up?
Hey, we got about 10 minutes before we go on.
Honest?
Right?
Hurry up and help me out of this dress. You don't have to change your clothes. That suit of yours will get by for a costume on any stage.
Oh, yeah? Hand me that hanger, will you?
Okay, but you oughtn't to hang that suit up. You ought to nail it down to keep it from getting loose and hurting somebody.
Oh, shut up, will you? Hey, cut the whistling out.
Val, I'm sorry, I forgot. Oh, and that's the worst luck in the world. Whistling in a dressing room, too.
Ain't you right? Next to yelling down with St. Patrick at an Irish picnic, whistling in a dressing room's the surest way to get in trouble.
Gee, I must be crazy. I wonder what made me do it.
I don't know. He wasn't sent to the reform school soon enough, I guess. You know, I knew a guy once that whistled in a dressing room, and you know what happened? The next day, his show folded. His mother-in-law came to visit him. His wife had triplets. His doctor told him to quit drinking. The cook went on an 18-day diet. A flat fell on him. And worst of all, what do you suppose he was whistling?
Laugh, clown, laugh. He had it coming to him.
Nope, he was whistling Lady Luck. Which all goes to show you can't whistle at Lady Luck. Just the other day, you put your shoes on a shelf. Now you're whistling in the dressing room. Go on, break the mirror. We're all set for a jolly time.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
Oh, forget it. Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't forget it. We'll be playing a piccolo in here next week.
Gee, whistling in a dressing room. Say, maybe whistling in a dressing room is bad luck, but it isn't nothing to what sneezing is going to be to these hoofers if you don't watch yourself.
Tie it outside. It's got 4 legs. The makeup okay?
There's nothing wrong with the makeup. The face ain't so hot, though.
Well, all I can say about you is the reverse. Your lips look like a baby's that's been nursing a bottle of ketchup.
Powder my back. No, let me do it. I'm afraid it'll make you sneeze.
You'd think sneezing was as bad as singing tenor or something.
Well, you'll be singing bass in the morning. A bass so low that you won't be able to hear it.
If you'd only shut up about this sneezing business, I'll promise you I'll wear my scarf every place but in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't sneeze anymore. A word of honor, I won't sneeze anymore.
Well, if you'd worn your scarf in the first place, you wouldn't be spraying around here.
I'm just spraying. I won't get a cold.
Puns, sneezing, whistling in the dressing room. Oh, darling, something awful's going to happen.
Man, about 2 seconds we're supposed to go on. Hurry up, will you? Spend more time worrying about things that haven't happened than a crystal gazer. Snap it up, will you?
All right, I'm ready. Let's go. And remember, dear, as soon as we come off, don't stand around telling the stagehands how good you are, but come down here out of the draft.
Okay. Come on.
Oh, I just know you're going to have a cold by morning.
Oh, holy.
And if you sneeze in the middle of our act, I'll kill you.
The only thing you ain't done to me to stop a cold.